Welcome back to Sunday Morning Magazine. My guest today is Greg Gaston. Good morning, Greg.
Good morning.
We've seen you here before.
Just
a few times.
I'm a guilty returner.
But that's a good thing, though, because you are a staff member at the J.D. McCarthy Center.
That's correct.
J.D. McCarthy Center.
Yes.
And, of course, we're here to talk about your camp.
Yes, Camp Clap Hands. Camp starts June 12th, will be the beginning of our first session, so we're excited about that. And in order to help that camp run appropriately, we're having a fundraiser on May 19th. We're having the Gutter Dance 13 charity bowling event presented by the Bob Stoops Champions Foundation.
Oh.
And it's a lot of fun. You don't have to be a bowler to enjoy this one.
I was just going to ask you if
that's
I have to be a bowler.
That's why we call it the gutter dance. You can roll gutter balls all night long and still have as much fun as the guy in the lane next to you who may be bowling a perfect game. You know, it's just the way it's designed.
Right, and it's all for a good cause.
It is all for a good cause.
Tell us a little bit about the camp.
Okay.
Again, I know we've talked about this before, but let's revisit it so that the people who are hearing it for the first time can understand what Camp Clap Hands is all about.
As most people know, the J.D. McCarthy Center is a state agency, and Camp Clap Hands is one of our projects for kids with special needs ages 8 to 18. The unique thing about Camp Clap Hands is that there were no state monies involved in the construction of the camp. It was all built on donated money, and the camp is operated on all donated money and fundraising and stuff, so that's why events like the Gutter Dance are important to us. But we provide a regular summer camp experience for kids with developmental disabilities that they might not otherwise have had an opportunity to experience. We go canoeing, we go fishing, we do horseback riding, we do archery. We have campfires at night if we don't have a burn ban. We have an astronomy club from Oklahoma City that comes down and does stargazing with the kids. Last year they did one of the neatest things I've ever heard of. One of the astronomers had a projector that he could attach to his large telescope, and he laid a piece of cardboard down on the ground and projected the moon down on the cardboard, and then he invited the kids to come walk on the moon.
Oh, that is such a cool idea.
It was, when I was told about it, I was just like, now that is creative. And the kids had a blast. They thought that was the neatest thing they'd ever heard of.
That is really,
so,
really cool.
So, you know, and on top of things like that, you know, it's typical camp. They do skits and all of those things. The big difference is all of our activities are adaptable based on the child's ability. So it gives them a chance to participate. We're in a camp for a typically developing child. You know, they might be caught sitting on the sidelines for a lot of things.
Right.
So it really works out. An example would be for canoeing.
Mm-hmm.
We have a special dock that has a ramp that goes down into the water. So we run the canoe up the ramp. We load kids in, and we slide them back down the ramp, and they're in the lake, and we're having a good time.
That is so awesome.
Yeah, and then when they're done, they slide them back up the ramp and take them out, and away you go. So it's just little things like that that make the camp way different. We are accredited by the American Camp Association.
Okay.
And we have a 1-to-1 camper to camp staff ratio. Camp runs from Sunday afternoons to Wednesday nights. It's a neat deal. Our camp is run mostly through volunteers. Our volunteers are, generally speaking, college students that are studying physical therapy, occupational therapy, speech and language therapy, special and general education, recreational activities, those sorts of things.
And I'm sure that you probably have room for a few more volunteers.
Oh, yeah, always. As a matter of fact, people that would be interested in volunteering at camp can contact Jennifer Giamelli.
Okay.
And they can call the general hospital number, which is 307-2800, and ask for Jennifer. And Jennifer can provide them with the information that they need about volunteering at camp. But it's a wonderful experience for those kids. We even have I think it's with Oklahoma State University. We have a internship program set up where kids actually earn some college credit for volunteering for the entire length of camp.
That makes it especially attractive.
Oh, yes.
To a student.
Yes, absolutely incentive. And it's a wonderful place. If you're interested in working with this population of children as a career, this is a great place to get hands-on experience. Now, we just don't throw these volunteers into the mix. They go through a solid week of orientation with our hospital staff.
Okay.
So that, you know, if they've not had any experience with this population of children, well, then they get familiarized and know what to do. And the camp is actually located on our hospital campus. We have 80 acres on the east side of Norman. And on the south end of the 80 acres is an 11-acre lake and Camp Claphands. Now, the advantage to that is that our staff like to wander down during camp to see what's going on. So there's always an opportunity for the camp staff to consult with the hospital staff,
right,
you know, if something comes up that maybe wasn't covered in orientation.
Do you still have openings for campers?
No, unfortunately, we don't. We are full for this camp season. However, if parents would like to contact Paxton Stieber, that rhymes with Bieber, she's the camp director, and they can leave their email address with her, and then next year she can notify parents as to when camp registration is about to open,
right,
and when the new camp catalog and registration forms will be available online. So that gives them a heads up
right,
for that. But it's gone quickly every year we've been open, and this year it was just phenomenal. I mean, it filled like that.
Well, that means that there's definitely a need.
There is a need. We are the only summer camp for children with developmental disabilities in the state of Oklahoma where the camp was literally designed and built specifically for these kids. Now, I don't want to take away from other camps that'll have a 1 or 2 week session for these kids, because they
right,
do. But those camps were built for typically developing kids, not kids with developmental disabilities. So
right,
our cabins and everything meet ADA requirements. They're heated, they're cooled, et cetera. We also have 24-hour nursing at camp. So the kids are under the care of a registered nurse while they're there.
Which gives peace of mind to the parents as well.
Absolutely.
Especially because many times the kids are under a constant parental supervision, and letting go of your child in a situation like that can be really super stressful.
We have a lot of times, this is the first time a child has ever been out of mom and dad's immediate grasp.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a lot of times there's high anxiety. One of the things that we get asked a lot when we're talking to parents about camp is, well, can we stay there with them? And we tell them no, and you can't sleep in your car in the parking lot either. You have to go home. Your children are going to be just fine, and if there's a real serious problem, well, then we'll call you. But the kids are fine. We have parents tell us that they notice a new independence and new self-confidence from their children after attending camp. So it's got a lot of benefits, and it's good for the family.
Yeah.
It gives mom and dad a little respite break. It gives them a chance to focus on each other. It gives them a chance to focus on other siblings in the family. So there are a lot of benefits besides just for the child attending camp.
Right. So make sure that you get on that list for next year.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit more about the fundraiser and give people some information on how they can participate in the fundraiser and what the dates are and everything like that.
Sure.
Let's do that one more time.
The Gutter Dance is May 19th, which is a Thursday. Registration forms can be found at our corporate sponsor locations, Johnny Carino's in Norman, Clark Construction Company here in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma Electric Cooperative in Norman, Norman Family Dentistry, Republic Bank and Trust, and Reynolds Ford in Norman. You can swing by any of those corporate sponsors and pick up a registration form. You can also pick up a registration form at Sooner Bowling Center. That's where the event will be held. Mandy Hawes, who's the manager for Sooner Bowling Center, also has it set up, so you can go to SoonerBowl.com and click on the Gutter Dance reservation link, and okay. You can literally sign up online. A team of four is $200, and for that, you get shoes and a ball. You get an Italian dinner catered Ooh. By Johnny Carino's.
Yeah.
And everyone gets a chance to bowl for prizes. There are first, second, third, and last place trophies for the teams.
Last place, that would be me.
there are prizes for the most creative bowling shirts. There are prizes for people that make a strike with a color pen in the rack. And then there are door prizes at the end of the evening. So it's a prize-filled...
Well, and it just sounds like a lot of fun. I can picture myself and my coworkers out there just having a blast. I'll have to see if I can line out some people.
That would be good. And Mandy always has a large supply of cold adult beverages that go with the
Even
bowling.
Even more incentive.
Yes, more incentive, absolutely. But it is. And I really want to encourage people, it's really, you bowl for the cause. It doesn't matter whether you're a league bowler or just a every now and then pick up a ball and roll it down. It's the Gutter Dance, and it's a very, very fun event.
And all of the money goes to an exceptionally worthy cause, which is Camp Clap Hands, which is supported solely on donation.
That's correct. That's correct. So this is a big deal for us. We have lanes available still, so people can call me at 307-2807. People can email me at ggaston@jdmc.org, and I can get a registration form to
now,
them.
Now, it might be easier if you can give them a website to go to, which will then take
sure.
them to your information.
They can go to www.jdmc.org, go to the Events tab, click on that, scroll down to Gutter Dance 13, and there is a link there for the registration brochure.
Plus, we will provide that for you as well. You'll be able to find that next week on our website, at this station's website.
That would be great.
Well, thank you once again, Greg, for joining us from Camp Clap Hands, which is one of my favorite things to talk about because it's just such a happy name.
It is, isn't it?
It's Camp Clap Hands. The J.D. McCarty Center is actually right next to the camp. That's what the website is for. It's for the J.D. McCarty Center. And Camp Clap Hands, an awesome cause. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.